You know, it's interesting with the Giants in terms of expectation, because they played so well in Minnesota in that playoff game last year, got their doors blown off at Philly, but the feeling going into the post into the offseason was that strides were made, good head coach, good front office, all of this stuff, Daniel Jones, the blah, 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 blah. And yet, when you looked at the over-under number, when you look at the way people picked them, still kind of thought of them as like a 9-win team. Hey, maybe if things go well, they win 10 games. I don't think anybody thought they were a Super Bowl team, but still a postseason team, and both teams coming up way, way short of any expectation.
Yeah, and I think we know exactly what the Jets are going to be next year with the roster standpoint. There's going to be a couple of guys that are gone. I don't think Mekhi Becton is going to come back. It seems like Bryce Huff is probably going to get a big deal somewhere else. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that are at the end of their deals, or it's just over for them in a Jets uniform. Zach Wilson, we understand, is gone, but we know what the framework of this team is going to be. Well, the Giants next year, I'm not so sure what the hell they are going to be. Are they going to end up drafting a quarterback in the first round? Is Daniel Jones going to be healthy for week one? Is Saquon Barkley going to be here? It didn't sound like he was going to be here. Then I heard Tiki on Evan and Tiki say that he believes the Giants are going to sign him to a long-term deal this year. So that is something that's big and up in the air. And they just got to get more weapons, man. Like, the defense played pretty well towards the end of the year. They've got a few guys there that you want to build around, and I feel good enough about that unit, a piece here, a piece there, but they just don't have any weapons offensively. You look around the league, some of the worst teams in the league have three or four or five better weapons than the Giants have. So that has to be the focus for Joe Shane, is getting an NFL offense for once. Because even when they went to the playoffs last year offensively, they were putrid.
Yeah, I thought Darren Waller was going to be that guy. And for a variety of reasons, he wasn't this year. When they made that signing, I really thought that was a missing piece. That said, you're right. I mean, if you look at all the teams that are in the playoffs, maybe not all of them, but certainly most of them have that go-to wide receiver. Like the Cowboys yesterday threw 13 balls at CeeDee Lamb. 13 targets. He caught all of them, which was interesting, but he got 13 targets. DeAndre Hopkins, Titans aren't, to your point, the Titans aren't a playoff team, but they have DeAndre Hopkins. They've got a guy that you fear. Like, every team's got at least one wide receiver that you would think can beat you on a specific day. The Giants have it. You know, everybody talks about Devontae Adams for the Jets. Devontae Adams for the Jets. Maybe he'll stay in Vegas. Maybe he'll be with the Jets. That's what the Giants need. They need their Devontae Adams. They need a wide receiver that can go out and catch 110 balls, but be more of a downfield threat. They haven't had it, and that's, to me, part of the problem. Yes, the quarterback is an issue, too, in terms of who it's going to be next year, week one. But I agree with you. They need an offense to come into the 21st century, because right now it's
Yeah, I mean, and Brian Daboll's a guy that has made a lot out of nothing offensively.
Yeah.
Obviously, he got Daniel Jones $40 million with his offense. He made Josh Allen into the player that he was early on in his career. He made the offense look pretty damn good yesterday. He made Tommy DeVito a star for two or three weeks. So if he actually has a guy like he had in Josh Allen that he's able to tutor, then maybe all of a sudden the Giants have a quarterback for the next 10 years or 15 years, because that's what they need. I'm just really curious to see. Now, they will be the sixth overall pick this year, so we'll see. I mean, and this is another one of these situations, too, that they're going to want their own guy, Daboll and Shane, meaning the quarterback, like, especially because they can get out of the Daniel Jones contract at the end of next year. They're going to want to get their hands on their guy, but they can't do it if it's the second or third guy on their list just for the sake of getting their hands on their own guy. For example, the New York Knicks have exercised a ton of patience during this rebuild, or whatever you want to call it, to wait for that superstar. They haven't pulled the trigger on something crazy and blown up the franchise like they used to do when Isaiah Thomas was there and everybody else. So that is sort of what the Giants need to do. If they love the guy that falls to them at six, if he's a quarterback, then great. But if that guy's the third-rated quarterback on your list and you're just like, we just need to get a guy in here to be our guy and we can fix him, I don't want them doing that.
Right, don't chase it.
Yeah.
Don't chase it. Get the guy you want, and if he's not there, you go to the next guy on your board. And it doesn't have to be a quarterback. I understand the lore and the thinking of the fans. Oh, sixth pick, you know, top six pick, you're going to get it. You don't know that. I mean, we can have the conversation about Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence for 4 hours if you want, because I don't know how much of you watched that game yesterday.
It was terrible.
Trevor Lawrence, he doesn't, I shouldn't say he stinks. He doesn't stink. But the idea that Trevor Lawrence is the next coming of Dan Marino, I mean, he missed some big throws yesterday. Had a couple of bad interceptions, made a bad play at the goal line. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that the Jets missed out on Trevor Lawrence. Maybe. But maybe Trevor Lawrence is Zach Wilson if he was here. Who knows?
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Black Monday. We've seen a lot of coaches come and go here in New York. The two guys here now, Brian Daboll and Rob Saleh, will be here next year. But as Adam Schefter said a few weeks ago, it's going to be a bloodbath today, and one is already gone. We already know about the guys who were fired in season, meaning Frank Reich and Josh McDaniels and Staley and Brandon Staley. That's right. So three of them in season. And Arthur Blank. So now that's a... Arthur Blank fires Arthur Smith. So that is four now already. You know Ron Rivera is gone.
You would think.
So that will be five. Now, there are others...
Let's see. All right, so you look at the bad teams. I mean, what are you doing in Arizona?
Nothing.
He's got a big contract, right? He's not going anywhere. Okay.
Vrabel might go.
No. Vrabel?
Yeah, he might go. He might go. He could be the surprise.
Mike Vrabel would be let go?
I mean,
I know they didn't have a great season, but I also looked at a lot of the quarterback issues.
Just one of those. Does he have a contract?
I don't know.
See, I heard rumblings about this. He would immediately get another job, but it just might be one of those things where it's like over.
Well, if you look at it quickly, the NFC West is taken care of. The AFC West is done because, and by the way, you see they were chanting AP. In Vegas yesterday Antonio Pierce. Yeah. So you got that. All right, you want to tell me Vrabel, fair enough. Houston, Indy, Jacksonville, no. Atlanta's taken care of. Carolina, they need a coach, obviously. Dennis Allen? I can't imagine.
I don't think so.
All right. NFC North, they said Eberflus is coming back, which I cannot believe.
And by the way, any idea of that happening with Justin Fields and Eberflus coming back had to be done yesterday. I mean, Matt Eberflus didn't beat the Packers one time since he's been the head coach there.
You saw the report last week. I was blown away by it.
It's ridiculous.
If it's true.
Now, if you want to tell me that you don't get Jim Harbaugh, you don't get Bill Belichick, and you say, all right, fine, I'll keep Eberflus because I don't want to go through a coaching search and find another guy that may be worse than him. Okay, but you got to get rid of him and go full bore to find either Belichick or Harbaugh.
You would think.
And get right to those guys and make one of them your coach.
So, but there's a chance, according to that report, that he's back. You've got, obviously, where you said Rivera. The interesting one will be if the Eagles lose next week. I would not be shocked if Sirianni is let go, which would be crazy, but I could see it. And especially listening to the Philadelphia media. Spike's a good one to ask because I know the Philadelphia media and the fans despise this guy.
Really? But they loved him that long ago.
Gee, I am telling you, I watched last week. The other day was Mike Missanelli's podcast where he's got Seth Joyner on.
Yeah.
That's where I referenced Joyner. I mean, Joyner's questioning is not his competence, but he's like, I don't want people to get fired. However, this team just died yesterday and didn't play for him, and that comes from the top. And he thinks that ownership needs to have a serious conversation about Sirianni. You listen to, I forget the guy's name. I played it last week, one of the big wigs in Philly, where they just called him completely, like, lost. Who knows?
What were they saying when they were 11-1?
Well, I'll go back to that they were doing it with smoke and mirrors. Like, that they were winning. Remember how many times you and I and Boomer and we all sat here and said, boy, they won again, and they're not even playing well, and yet they're finding ways to win. When they turn it on, they're going to be great, and it's gone the other way. And then I guess in the AFC East, New England is the only one. I mean, so that's really what we're looking at.
Yeah, so most of them are already done at this point.
Yeah.
So the surprise could be Vrabel, could be Dennis Allen, could be Nick Sirianni. And how about the teams that are in the playoffs? Mike McCarthy, if he loses,
that's an interesting one because a lot of people made a lot out of Jerry Jones yesterday post game. He was asked the direct question about a report that said Mike McCarthy's got to have a run in the postseason to get an extension.
Balls.
Right, okay. And Jones said, point blank, his record speaks for itself. Three straight 12-win seasons, I guess is what he's referencing. But at the end, he left it open. Because everything he's saying made it sound like Mike McCarthy's not going anywhere, and he's been great. And before that question, he was praising McCarthy and his staff, and what a job, blah. But at the end of the comment, he goes, let's see how it goes game by game. Like, oh, okay, so is he coming back? Are you thinking about letting him go? So if they lost to Green Bay next week, I would not be stunned if there was a coaching change, but I don't expect one.
All right, so if they end up winning, the most likely destination for them...
home against Detroit.
Yeah, so they could very easily get to a championship game if they get on a run at that point.
Yeah, if they win, they have two games at home before, and San Francisco will dispose very quickly of either Philadelphia or Tampa. So the Niners, I mean...
He's got to get to the championship game. That's because they're going to be favored in both. Well, obviously they're favored this week, but they're going to be favored in both of those games. They have to. They absolutely have to get to the championship game for him to keep his job. That's the way I look at it.
I think it depends on the way it goes down. I mean, if you beat up Green Bay this week and then you lost a really good game to the Lions, I don't know that it's locked up like that. But if you lost to Green Bay this week or you lost 30-10 to Detroit the following, yeah, I mean, you could make a case that Jerry Jones will make a move.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.